birth, the vision, birth, birth, the vision, what birth, the vision, birth, birth, the vision,
say birth,
the vision, birth, birth, the vision, birth, the vision, birth, birth, the vision.
Hello,
I am Nikki,
I am Iris,
I'm Marissa, Marissa.
I am Kendra.
Oh my god.
So we are here with our first podcast together.
Yes.
Starting out officially called Birth of Vision.
Woo! We are in the pink room. Thank you, Nikki. And we are sitting in a seance circle.
Drinking some hot kombucha.
You know, we love that culture life.
And it's hard, so you know.
Topic of discussion. And we want to talk about ego and how that frequently gets in these like moments of us really wanting to speak our truth, and especially when it comes to other people and like the relationships we lead and how our ego, whether our ego is driving it or really truly our heart.
Belching and burping.
You can't hold one thing back and expect that to
come out
the other.
That was my first one. Ooh. Keeping it real. Let it go. No holding in.
All right.
Let it all out.
Okay.
So who would like to start?
What do you think, Kendra?
She ready. Okay. So it's been a year since I have revealed my secret of me being half deaf in my ear, and it has been an amazing year. Like, so many opportunities, so many friendships have formed, just so many opportunities, and it was just because I didn't hold back. Like, I'm not holding back anymore. Like, I just released, like, I seriously feel like I am free. Like, there's nothing that I can be like, oh, I'm not talking about that. Like, I'm free. I'm transparent all across the board. And I feel like if I didn't do that, I would still be hiding behind this like wall, you know? And now I feel like I'm just living life new. I'm starting a new language, you know, sign language, you know what I mean? Like, wow. I'm just really in this new, I'm like, I am birthed. I'm birthed.
Aww, yeah. You're rebirthed.
So yeah, I'm rebirthed. Yes. So it's important, you know, it helps you just live that life, you know,
of freedom. Your, like, reality change since you kind of, like, we're almost, like, always harboring your secret or always not sharing this part of you?
It has been just freeing. Like, that's, I just feel free. I feel like, I feel like I can fit in easier in certain places because now people can really get a sense of who I am without me holding back this one little piece of me that's like, you know, when some people hold people back, hold something back, you can tell, like, I know there's something about you that I, you know, and so I feel like that wall is down now, so people
can be
really,
100% yourself and not have any like concerns about it, and or what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, and then the right people are being attracted to me too, because before it was like this confusing, you know, attraction. Like, I don't know what that person is doing in my life. It's this weird energy, and now I'm getting like these authentic friendships where I have no question of who that person is and what their intention is. And so it's really changed my circle too. Like, it's changed the people that's come into my life, and it's like, oh my god, are you there? Like, my life has changed so much.
That's awesome.
What was the turning point? Like, what made you decide in that moment, like, no, we're holding back?
So my big sister and like mentor, she has been, like, we've known each other since I was like 18 years old. And she told me one day, she was like, you used to be so free on stage. Like, I used to see you and you were just like this free, carefree, you know, just really happy-go-lucky person. And I was like, okay, when I went home, I was like, what is stopping me from being that person? Mm-hmm. And immediately I thought in my ear, I was like, I gotta let this go. Like, even people that have known me for years, like my family members, didn't even know that I was half deaf in my ear. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, that is a part of me. But people didn't know. And so, yeah, exactly. We've known each other since we were in the, like, what, first, second grade?
I think second grade, or third. I think
but that's
third.
A long time, yeah. You know? And I just wanted to be free again. I was like, I gotta release whatever this is that's holding me back. And so that was the turning point for me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do we like have that? Like, why do we keep secrets? Why do we feel like we have to hold certain things back?
Mm-hmm. I think it's how other people are gonna look at you and take you. Because I know for me, I'm very happy-go-lucky, very bubbly, mm-hmm. but I've held back the meaner, sassier side sometimes because mm-hmm. I'm afraid. Or even I'll hold back my goofy side because I'm afraid of how someone's going to take it. Because some people don't take me the way I'm really just being 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just being authentic. Mm-hmm. And people will look at me and think, oh, she's playing around or she's not being real or she's fake. Yeah. And I've realized that it doesn't matter what they think anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about who I am and how I want to live my life and express myself as far as if I want to be goofy today, if I want to be this, if I want to be that, and not holding back. And I don't know, this is kind of going towards mine now, but like what I've done recently that has helped me kind of be free and not holding back is on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I have started like being my silly self. Like I'm very mm-hmm. goofy mm-hmm. and I love it. And mm-hmm. I always have been a very comedic, like, I love Angela Johnson. She's probably one of my favorite because she's very feminine and not, but like you can be funny and still be a woman. Like, mm-hmm. you know, for a long time it was like a lot of men and like, oh, men can be funny and like mm-hmm. class clowns and things like that. But my Instagram, I'll talk about periods and like I'll talk about like a booger or like not wearing a bra or like things like I used to like be afraid of like saying because I'm like those are funny things. Like to me, like opening up about who you are and being funny, like that's me. And like even with you saying like I would hold back because I think there's this image mm-hmm. that I've been wanting to keep. And you know, I think that kind of ties into social media too. It's like we have this image we put up for everyone to see, and so we kind of are afraid to like go out of the lines of that. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I've kind of really broke away from it and kind of just said, you know what, I'm gonna be who I'm gonna be today, and if that's sassy and like wearing Vans and like a really funky shirt, then okay. And if tomorrow I'm gonna wear high heels and be a little more like classy, then that's okay. Mm-hmm. But you have to kind of come to that point in your life where mm-hmm. you're just like, it doesn't matter what they think. It's what I think and mm-hmm. what I see when I look at myself.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It's so hard to, like, think, like, who do I want to be and how do I want to see myself? Because sometimes, like, I know for me, and this is going to, like, ego, is I'll just be like, oh, like, well, this is who I am. And, like, they'll see when I'm, like, actually, like, able to act myself. Like, I'll think with certain people, like, oh, like, they thought I was all quiet and reserved, but then, like, they'll hear my music one day, and, like, mm-hmm. they'll really know who I am, you know what I mean? Which is, like, powerful when it comes to creation, but it's, like, is that my motive for creation? Like, why can't I just be my powerful self every day? You right. know, like, why am I holding back my real thoughts, and why mm-hmm. am I holding back my silliness? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, like, ego. It's, like, yeah, I don't want them to view me a certain way, or, like, I can't just let it out right here, but it's really, like, but then my ego's controlling that because I'm like, oh, in another form they'll see me. And then they'll be like, what? But it's like,
why can't they see you like that all the time?
Why can't I be like that every day? Why am I waiting for them to see who I really am?
Or why do you have to be a certain way one day and be expected to be that same person? Because we change every day. That's and so I think we put on new clothes every day. Mm-hmm. Like we're going to have different attitudes. We're going to have different mindsets. Mm-hmm. We were even talking about that earlier. And, like, things that pop up and remind us of things from a year ago, you know, or whatever. So why do we have to do that? I know I do that with other people. Like, I expect them to be a certain way because I'm like, well, I just talked to you yesterday. Like, why are you this? And I think it's just opening up and being open to realizing that humans are not perfect. Mm-hmm. We are not perfect, and it's okay to not be perfect.
And you know, something that you said too before was like, as women, we really only get like 1 week to ourselves. All the other weeks, we are like going through PMS.
So we're either on our period.
Yeah.
We're after our period, which I have come to find can be a bitch. And then there's the week where you're good.
Yeah.
And then there's pre-menstrual. Mm-hmm. And then your period. So it starts over again. So, like, we literally have 1 week where we're like, happy, happy, joy. I can do my joy. Happy, happy, joy. And I can do my joy. So I think the real point is really not caring. Sorry, it just came to me when we were doing our dance. What people think about you.
Yes.
Because that has gotten me in trouble many times. Where you come into a crowd, like you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Come into a crowd and you're like, okay, I gotta do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's gonna happen if you mess up?
Yeah.
And you laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But then
that ego or that thought comes to your head, like, I care. Like, I don't want to trip. I don't want toilet paper on my shoe. Like, we backtrack because we're human.
Yeah.
And we start to let our minds control us.
It's because we want to fit in or, like, be so accepted.
Yeah.
And, like, meet other people's expectations because, like, that has become an awareness to me, but I still find myself falling into that. And I think it's the ego. I find myself, like, the conscious me comes out and I'm like, okay, I'm good. Then you get into a familiar situation and it's like, why am I going back to this feeling that I'm like, this isn't me. It doesn't feel right, but it's happening. And I'm like, but it's noticing it. And instead of, like, shaming myself, it's like, hey, at least you're noticing. That's okay. That's progress.
Yeah.
But, that's gross.
Yeah. It really it's is. Just like, what is it about validation and attention from other people that we, like, crave?
Yeah.
I think it's, like, self-love.
It is. The self-love.
Definitely
self-love. And that, like, confidence. That, and finding that a balance.
Yeah. Like, knowing what you want, you know? Because I think, like you said, like, we're all different every day. So, like, some things change sometimes. We sometimes, like, I'll, like, think I, like, I have my thought, but then, like, a certain person, I'll say something, and I'll, like, agree with them instantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doubting ourselves.
I know. Like, and then I just, like, mesh to them.
Speaking
and it's, like,
up.
Agreeable.
Yeah. And be, like, even if it's little things, like, it's okay to just be, like, no, this is what I thought about.
Little conversations, and I'll just be like, there's no, it sucked too, but I like that one.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm like that too.
Just like to own it, and it's like,
why am I so afraid to be different?
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a lot of stuff that has rooted us with social media and how we interact on social media because everybody is offended.
So we
hold back because we're like, or at least I do, and it sounds like other people, just like, or how are they going to take my text, you know? And that's like a whole nother, like, topic of social media. We can go into that, but it's really crazy how a lot of these things stem from how we communicate and how we, like, social media and how we interact via that.
Yeah. It's like, based on the world people have lived, like, I think I'm having come to terms with, like, some people might think a certain thing about me just based on how they view the world, you know, how they were raised to view the world, and it's just, like, it'll frustrate me because I'm like, wait, no, I'm not like that. Like, or they say things like, I'm not like that. But then it's like,
we don't need to explain ourselves.
That's their problem.
That's their issue.
If they think of you a certain way.
Another thing, too, that I was thinking about was just, like childhood pains. Like, they really do follow you.
Adverse.
Adverse childhood, what is it called?
experiences.
Yeah, experiences. So basically, it's like your childhood, things that happened when you were a child follow you. Like, if you don't take care of that stuff, it follows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, man, it is so crazy. Like, a lot of my validation issues comes from me being, you know, a child. Mm-hmm. I was, like, born into rejection, basically. Yes, my mom and my dad are both black sheep of their family. Mm-hmm. And so, immediately, everybody kind of just looked at me like, oh, you're that, you're her child, you're his child. And it was kind of like, okay, but I am me, though. Yeah. Like, I may have traits as them. You know, sometimes
they don't define you.
Yeah, like I'm still me, and I'm breaking curses, like you know, because I have a different mindset than they do. So even though I may have certain traits like them, I'm still Kendra, like I'm still me, and I have my own experiences that I'm going through. And so I actually realized this like a couple months ago, like the way that I, you know, kind of. The reason why I want validation from people is because I've never been validated from the people who I had experiences with first. My family was the first people to show me what it means to not trust somebody or to be disliked by somebody. And so I just was like, I always had that yearning. Like, I just want to be loved. I just want to be liked, you know? And that's not how the way it works. That's not how it works, you know?
It's like people, reversing it. And we have to love ourselves now.
Exactly.
Because it was like, we didn't receive that then, and that was what was missing. And now we want that from someone else.
Yeah. Subconsciously. Some people are not aware of it,
right,
too.
Right.
And that's the most important part. And then now it's kind of working on, I don't need it from them. I need it from myself.
Exactly.
But it's just, 30 years of that versus, like, right now. So it's not going to change overnight. Yeah. And it's...
Small steps. It's small steps for sure.
And just knowing the ego is there and it needs to be loved. Like when, today I was like, whoo, yoga, I was having the roughest time. I was struggling. And it's a reflection of my life, you know? So I'm like, you know what? I need to love on you, ego, because you are there. It's going to be like light and dark and it's going to be with me and I accept you and you just need some love. Like acknowledge instead of like, get away from me.
You have to acknowledge it because it's like a cut, right? If you ignore it, it can get into an infection.
Right.
And then you have to go to the doctor and you have to take medicine. So it's like you have to bring these things to the surface. You can't just push them down. And I think when we're younger, we don't know how to address these issues. And like I talked to my therapist when I was going to therapy about my anxiety and she brought up some really like childhood stuff. I was held back in third grade because I was dyslexic. And for years, I needed the validation of what everyone's doing because I saw my fourth grade class that I was supposed to go to fourth grade with move on, and I was going back. And so from that point, I was always like, what's everyone else doing? Like, I'm supposed to be doing this. Like, I'm supposed to be doing that. And now it's like, no, this is my story. That was my journey. And okay, you got this. You got this school, this education. You're here in this your career. I'm here. And I'm happy. And I'm still getting my stuff done, too. It's just, it's weird, and it's hard not to compare yourself to other people. To come in and be like, you are powerful, you are awesome, you are doing big things.
And to believe it. Because I feel like the ego is, like, really attached to emotion, you know? It's just, like, we feel it. Like, we really feel it. It's like I was talking earlier about, like, the ex-boyfriend, you know? And just, like, my ego, it's like 1 year later after breaking up, like wanting to reach out and all these things, but it's like really, really, I just like want him to still think about me. It's like I just want him, and I don't want him to like be living his life. I want, like, I'm living my life, but it's like,
too. Like, you want him to feel that.
It's just like, it's just I want him to like,
oh, does he miss me still? Does he miss me? Does he want me? Like, why? But no, there is that, like...
And I think we all feel that.
Pleasure that we not get, alone. Like, oh, my God, you know.
Right. And it's like, I want to reach out, but it's like, do I want to reach out because, like, I really want to, like, put an effort in to make a friend or, like, whatever? Or is it just, like, I just want to know that you're, like, still thinking about me right now because I'm thinking about you. But I'm only thinking about you because, like...
I just want to know if you're thinking about me.
Like, it's just the ego and...
It's these vicious cycles.
Like, letting things go. Like, thinking that they still matter. Like, whatever someone else has settled with something. And, like, I feel like I have to, like, rewrite. Maybe I have to feel like I have to rewrite the past because I didn't give it everything I could have. Or, like, you know, like, maybe I thought I was holding back then. So now I'm feeling the pains from that. I don't know. But then it's just, like, what's... What's in my head? Even right now, I'm like, am I even really saying the sentence I want to say? Mm-hmm. Or am I just bouncing around it? But I don't, it's
I think hard you, to put into words. Yeah. You got a lot of things that you want to address and you want to say, but I think there's a lot of things inside that's still formulating. That's mm-hmm. still coming up yeah. with what you need to go through and process. Mm-hmm. Because you, because that year, it's been a year, and like I said, it hasn't really that been that long. A year mm-hmm. really isn't that long. Mm-hmm. And now you're thinking clearer than 6 months ago mm-hmm. and a year ago.
Without the time.
So, yeah. So yeah, now exactly. you're starting to, like, process it. Mm-hmm. And if it was a very powerful relationship and there was a lot of connection and, you know, it's really hard to just detach yourself from someone, and when you're constantly thinking about them, you're still in a weird way attached to them mm-hmm. like even though you're not with them.
See, oh, and that's why, like, oh my gosh, so I've always thought of, like, when you break up with somebody, you just, that's it, I'm never talking to that person yeah. again.
She was just,
but it is so important to talk to them yeah. and get that closure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because, it, like, even if, like, I was telling you, like, even if they don't respond to you, like, how you would want them to yeah. respond, how you think that, just for you to get that off your chest, even when you think about it mm-hmm. years later or months later or days later, you're like, I said what I needed to say, mm-hmm. and I got it out.
Because they'll yeah. receive it. You know? They yeah. might not receive yeah. it in that moment,
mm-hmm.
but they do. Like, sometimes I'll forget mm-hmm. that they, men... takes them a little bit longer to understand. Mm-hmm. So they'll, like, so haven't you exactly. seen, haven't you seen those memes where it says, like, break up with a guy, this yeah, is how he is. Like, and the first the week, he's like, and, like, yeah, the first week, yeah. the woman's, and like, the and then, like, two weeks later, the woman's like, I got this. And the guy's like, oh my gosh, what did I just do? So yeah. even though, you, like, you text him and you're just like, you did this, it's like, he has to take some time to process it mm-hmm. and, like, digest it
mm-hmm.
and it's just, it's interesting how women and men yeah. are in that.
Totally. It's yeah. just like about, like, me spending time alone with me. You know
what,
say
it. It's just funny because I'm kind of going back. To a similar thing. My ex-boyfriend of 14 years, I'm about to see him tomorrow.
What?
not like that. He's in a relationship, and only because his niece, I've known her for like 17 years and yeah. she's graduating. His mm-hmm. sister's also graduating.
Yeah.
And there, I was kind of like, I just don't want to make it weird for him and his girlfriend, or his girlfriend, or, mm-hmm. you know, because yeah. it's her new family now. Right, right? I just want to give him that space and, like, respect.
Right.
At the same time, his niece is like, but your family, of course you're going to go. You're always in the family. Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh. But then a part of me is also kind of like, I just don't want to, I was like, can I be seen on the side? Like, I just don't want to mess or give any, like,
energy
weird kind energy. Of yeah.
Or make him start thinking, and then I feel like my brother implanted something in my head that he might still be interested in. I'm like, but he's in a relationship and they seem to be really good, and I'm so happy for mm-hmm. them, and I want to keep it that way and not yeah. like distract him
right
as well. And it was funny so that you said because I think he finally processed these mm-hmm. things, because mm-hmm. it's been almost 2 years mm-hmm. or a year and a half yeah. and he sent me this, like, long ass paragraph months ago
mm-hmm.
and it was everything I would have loved to hear back then. But at that time, too, I was doing things, and I'm like,
yeah.
can no. I? He seems like he's healing now, but it's like, this is not really my responsibility to take the time to be all up in this now.
Right.
When I was trying to do all that before. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm happy you're getting this off your chest, but I yeah. just kept it really short. Like, thank you so much.
Because you let
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
I know. Come yeah. at it from a friend perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Just go in. Don't, like, I mean, this is just me. This is what I would do if it was like that. I would just go in and be like, I'm a friend. Like, we never happened. Like, you know, like, just no, to, yeah. like, make me, like, mm-hmm. because it is. Like, how, like.
But I've been repeating it in my head. And I'm like, why am I even tripping? It's gonna be fine. Like.
But it's okay, it's to, like, think those things, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. don't get yes. upset at yourself. And that's what I've learned, too. Like, if I wake up and I'm just in a really bad mood, like, I'll let it sit for a minute. And mm-hmm. then I'll try and find my happy place. But if I'm just like, you know what? That person just, like, cut me off. Like, I. Yeah. It's okay mm-hmm. to feel your feelings.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah. It's like you're in different places at certain times.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure we're all going to keep it, like, civil and see them. It's just,
it's like the anticipation, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, just not really knowing. Like, kind of right. setting a story of what's going to happen mm-hmm. before yeah. it happens.
It's,
and you're just story. Like,
it's anxiety.
Yeah, it is. And I'm yeah. like, why am I even giving that any attention right there?
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing, is we have to, like, be like love ourselves for the fact that we're doing that. Mm-hmm. And like knowing that it's like okay. Because yeah, that's the thing with me right now when I'm just like, why am I still obsessing over this person? Why am I thinking about them? Yeah. Like, are they thinking about me? Like, you know, but it's just like they're not thinking about me. They've moved on. Like, they reached out to me and I rejected them like after 6 months and now I'm back at it 6 months mm-hmm. later wanting him to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, but I'm like, you know what? Like, this is my story and his story is his story. Mm-hmm. Like, what's mm-hmm. going through their both minds, like, that doesn't have to do with you, you know? And you have to focus on, like, but it's hard, but it's okay because you're still going to think about them
too. Like, I'm like, wow, she's actually really secure and okay about all this.
Which is cool.
Yeah. And you're like, brave for doing this. Yes. So you need to give yourself more credit and be like, go Iris. At the same time,
I'm like, should I even be? And I'm like, wait, yeah. Like, you know, if we put our feelings aside, it's for them.
Kind of. Mm-hmm. So think of it as if you guys were like married per se. Mm-hmm. And I
and had children.
This was the guy that you.
Yeah, I was engaged to.
And so, I mean, if say you were and then like, technically, you would still be a part because, you know what I mean?
Based,
so.
She's my niece. Like,
It's okay.
Well, it's going to happen twice. It's his sister's graduation. Oh, gosh. 2 weeks, it's his niece. And I'm like,
But it's like, good. Yeah. It's good.
And it's also, I think, like, by showing up and being there, it's like you're not holding back because it's like, I feel like holding back would be like, I'm just going to avoid it.
And you're not.
Like, I'm not going to let... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do this because I don't feel like I should. You know, like, that word should
has been... The obligation!
Yes, that has been, like, a word I've been looking at lately. Like, I hate you,
Thank you, because that was... I hate the should. I think that's the missing part that I'm like, what is it that's...
I know I'm taking the right decision,
but it feels wrong or feels uncomfortable or, like...
Why? Because it's not what they would want you to do.
Right.
But it's what you should do for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't, I mean, sometimes we really have to do what's best for us and not care about what other people, how it's going to make other people feel.
Because I thought it was the other way. I'm like,
okay.
You know what I mean? Because it could be flip where it's just like, why am I even going?
Yes. Do what you want to do because
you
get it out.
Why am I doing, who am I doing it for? Yeah. Okay, them. Yeah. Not him. Okay.
Yeah. Let's just focus on
that. Okay. You want to be there for that.
You can. Experience. It's okay to be selfish too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, I think we tend to be as women very giving and very like, what's the word I'm coming up with? Like, it's not servant, but like compassionate and giving. And then when we are like, you know what? I'm gonna do me and I'm gonna put myself first. We get looked at weird, but it's okay to put yourself and be like, I'm gonna do what's best for me. So, I'm gonna go. And I'm going to, like, be, it's going to be awkward maybe, but I'm going
to
go.
Because the natural, my natural reaction is to give everyone hugs. And if I don't, it's almost like.
No, do that.
You know, it's so
weird. Be natural.
Because, like, I saw them one time at a party and I bumped into her on my way to the bathroom. And my natural was just like, oh my God, because I've heard amazing things about her. I'm so happy. Yeah, but it's, I mean, for other people, like, what the hell is she doing? Like, But that, hey, if
but
I
that's you.
If you're right. You have nothing to do.
Other people are thinking that, like, it's just be like, whatever. Like, that's like, every day you just be like, I just did the best.
Because I was like, that's exactly.
It's like exhausting to think, like,
it's just every day you're like, I need to be better at me.
Yeah, you know? It is exhausting.
You just have to do you. And whatever you know what?
Those feelings never go away. I'm married, and I have these things. And I've talked to other married women, and those feelings, we're human. Well, they just
it's just because you get married doesn't mean it's magical. Exactly. Like it's going to change you, and you're going to be like,
it doesn't.
I am a unicorn.
And just because the other person gets in a relationship, it doesn't erase it. And just because you get in a relationship, it doesn't. Those feelings, they are there.
Okay. We were talking about, like, every person you date, this is just like a... Oh my God! This moment, this moment with him. This moment.
You've had magical moments, or maybe not magical moments, but you cherish those moments, and you realize that was you in another life. Mm-hmm. Like there's a different chapter.
Mm-hmm.
You know that was a chapter way back then, and you can love it and cherish it, and then be okay. And I was gonna say is we have all had things in our past that's come up, and when things in our past have come up, it means that you're starting to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had two ex-boyfriend issues things come up, and another guy that I was talking to, whatever, but it's come up, and it's just like I feel very free.
Yeah.
And I think that's allowing my heart to accept who's coming in my life next.
Yeah.
Guys, Thank you so much. Yeah. I feel so much clearer.
Yeah. Even that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I feel like, too, like, we obsess over, like, the insecurities or, like, the yeah. from our past. You know, like, this person makes me feel this way, and, like, I didn't feel this way before them. But it's, like, think of that experience. Like, why don't we obsess over the things we've learned from this experience, you know? Or, like, the way we've grown. Like, I should be obsessing over, like, the fact that, you know, like, I had this experience with this person, and, like, I didn't reach out to him for 6 months, and I, like, stayed true to that, and I, like, have come so much far. I have, like, two different jobs since then, and I'm, like, in a much better...
focus on you.
Yeah. I'm so proud. Like, that's we should be, like, obsessing thing. Over that, you know, like, obsessing over the fact that, like, I can still be, like, friends with his family, you know? Like,
That like, we've both grown. He's in a happy relationship. I'm so happy about that.
And you're going to be in
an amazing place.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's time. Yeah. Time to get to that point.
Yeah. But see, that was all ego. Mm-hmm. All the anxiety built up, the stories that we created in our
story. Oh my gosh.
How it's going to be so. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't. Goodness. It really doesn't.
And it's all story.
Yeah. And sometimes some of the stories that I've like concocted. Come up with, concocted in my head. Nothing like the experience.
It always is the worst thing.
Worst case scenarios of everything. And then you get there, you're like, wait, what the hell was I tripping on? I'm like, this is okay. This is cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Ego be dramatic.
It's so dramatic. It's so, like, you need to calm down.
Girl, we gotta make your life interesting.
Right.
Like, we're going to do something.
What I have. Oh, you having a good day? Hold up.
Let me throw a wrench in there.
That's because it's like we want like emotional things. Like the ego just wants emotion.
That passion, but it's not passion.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like even, because even the bad pain too. Like that was like last night, I was just like, I just, you know, like once I like recognized the pain, I just like started to cry. And I'm like, I'm thinking about him now. Like, God, I just want him to be okay. And then I'm like, guys, I'm like, what is he doing right now?
Are you on your period?
He's probably on the toilet pooping.
Right? All the emotions.
You're sad. My brain thinks of him.
Just like, my brain's like, oh, he's just looking into the love of his life right now. It's like,
It happens. No, it happens.
Yeah. I just started crying so hard. I'm like, God, I'm here alone, cheating. Like,
where's the ice cream?
It's just so. But yeah, you know, it's just like. But then, 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I'm cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's cool. You got this.
Period.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because when you start feeling crazy, I'm like, there must be.
You look at the date. You start looking at it. Right. Exactly.
And I was like, no wonder. Seriously. Because I'm like, not that crazy right now.
It's just natural. It's not week two. It's not my period. It's just me.
This is your good week.
This is your good week. This is all you right now.
I'm telling you, Friday was
okay, so I had a crystal reading yesterday, which was really, really interesting. And seriously. And so she told me that right now, everything that happened in like 2012, so if you guys can think about what happened in 2012, it's come to an end. So if you were having like a really, really hard time, something was like really, really happening around 2012.
I don't even know what I was doing. How many years ago was that?
Yeah, I was thinking about it too.
Five years ago.
It's come to an end. Yeah. What? Wait, when was that?
2012.
When
is
so?
That was
2009.
That was
7 years ago.
Oh, see,
seven.
Right.
Was that?
Yeah.
I'm all, what year is
wait,
it?
I just counted.
I forgot what year it was.
7 years ago. Never mind. Seven years ago. Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So, things that we were struggling with 7 years ago have come to an end now. Like,
wait. No.
We're done.
You know what's amazing that you just said that? Because last night in my, like, whatever, weird headspace, I was, like, reading old messages from me and my best friends. And I was just, like, double freaking out because they were all the same. Like, I was worrying about the same things I worry about now, which is, like, do I really, like, show my truth? Like, like, am I ever going to find someone? Like, just the same stuff. And I'm, like, it's been 7 years. And I'm,
no, it's like, when you said that, I think, have I been doing the same thing
but
for
it's,
7 years?
But it's, like, the same manifestation, you know? Like, so much is happening. No.
You know what I've been manifesting? Yeah. Like
no,
talking
we've
about?
Changed.
We have.
I've always wanted a guy to, like, rescue me and, like, be, like, the savior. Mm-hmm. And like for years I was always like, he's gonna come, he's gonna save me, and it's gonna be like the princess, Disney princess. Disney has screwed us. But
seriously.
And then I was like, I picked myself up after my last relationship, like 2 year relationships ago, and I was like, I'm gonna save myself.
Yes, girl.
And but I had to go through those hard times to get to where I'm going. It's time to wake up!
Really?
I need to song for that. Save yourself.
Save yourself from the hurt you felt. Close the chapter.
Is this a song?
Erase the splatter that it made.
It's like jazzy.
Save yourself from the I'm gonna save myself, pick myself off the ground. She's gotta pee, she's dancing, she's shaking, she's twerking, she's jamming, she's going, going. I have to pee too, so go, go, go.
Go pee.
Should we, you know, maybe we should close it off?
Okay, we're gonna close.
Hold it.
Hold it.
So, we wanted to just bring it back down to where we were going with this conversation was to not hold back. And like just be your true self and just speak your mind and not hold back when you feel like you should, when you go into a different situation or an awkward situation, or be okay with you thinking about your boyfriend from 5 years ago, or a year ago, or no 2 days ago.
It's like self-compassion, no matter
what. Yes. Self-love.
Yes. Be nice to yourself.
Recognize
be
like, hey, every day.
Yeah. I'm feeling
it. Some days we're like a badass bitch, and the next day, you know, we're crumbling.
What am I doing here?
Why is this be your own, be oh, no, your best friend. Be your friend, guys. Yes.
When the ego comes out, it's like, ego, I got you.
Like, that's horrible.
We should be like ego best best friend bracelets for my ego. Yeah, no, seriously, be your friend. Like, when you think of your friend and, like, your friend comes to you and you, I mean, sometimes we talk rude to them because we're like, get over yourself. But other times, right, you have to, like,
sometimes you have to talk to yourself like that. I mean, you know.
But you be your friend. Like, speak kind to yourself and be like, you know what, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get through this.
You're like, I love me. The
tomorrow's a new day.
Downstairs.
Yep.
Or just like I laugh at myself.
Slam my foot in the door.
Put in the door.
I literally was walking in the city the other day, rolled my ankle, almost fell down the hill. But you know what?